95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
Your kind of weather.
Yeah, it's been nice, man. It's a preview of hopefully the rest of the year.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Hasn't been too hot.
Yeah.
You sit in traffic for quite a while, so that's got to be kind of nice.
I do, yeah. It is a little bit better.
It looks nicer. You know, there's more contrast. It looks like a different, cleaner, nicer city. I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
I'm trying to bring you over to the ways.
I do love
the
sunshine, but this is fine.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is fine. As long as it's not always this. That's all.
There's no way it will be.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
You know, there's so many brand new, amazing songs by some of our biggest bands, bands that have been around for years and years. I thought we'd throw like five of them in a hopper. And maybe if there's a favorite new one from one of your favorite KLOS bands, we'll throw that in as well.
All right. So established band, new music.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't done that before.
We have Your Parents Did Something Crazy.
That's a laundry list.
Based on my man Sluggo.
Oh, which one?
A conversation we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
How could you forget we had that conversation yesterday?
So many.
And it blew my mind.
There's so many things.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know how they could have been talked into it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
People are naked.
Who's naked now?
And the KLOS name game. Is $300.
Yeah, JD in for Marcy got a winner not too long ago, so we've got a new category. We'll tell you what it is sometime between now and 4 and offer you a chance to win some cash.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Ew, what is this picture you're showing me? I don't want to see this guy.
There are a lot of stories that involve people that don't have clothes on.
That's why.
Why indeed?
And who?
Who's naked now?
This guy. Look at this guy.
Who's naked now?
It's possibly my favorite song ever.
Same. It is a weird thing when people just abandon clothes.
Yeah, now, I mean, there are locations for that to happen.
Sure.
I've been to one in particular that I enjoyed a great deal many years ago. But just out on the street or at grandma's house or at the wedding, that's really just not when you're supposed to be doing it, really.
Yes, agreed. This is the elusive naked wolf man.
You mean the DJ?
The elusive wolfman spotted by ruined castle in German mountains.
Oh, what happened to the castle?
Holding a wooden spear.
Yeah, he looks like a dude. He thinks he's on, what is that, Naked and Afraid, that horrible TV show?
He does, but he's not.
No.
So.
That's not a spear!
Two hikers managed to take a picture of the naked wolfman, in quotes, who is thought to have been living in the isolated woods around the Harz Mountains in Germany for the past 5 years.
Thanks a lot for taking that picture, by the way.
Gina Weiss and her pal Toby.
Thanks, guys.
Managed to snap the blurry image. It's a little bit like the Bigfoot picture.
It is,
where you
actually.
Go, yeah, it looks like a guy that might be nude and might have a spear.
We don't need all that.
But we're not positive.
Yeah.
It's kind of a blurry picture. Shows him completely nude, covered in dirt and playing in sand, holding a spear. Here's my favorite part. The encounter lasted for about 10 minutes.
What? What are they doing?
I don't know.
Hey, look, he's still naked.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, he's still sitting there.
It is super weird. Gina told the paper, when we reached the sand caves, we saw the wolf man.
The wolf man.
He stood up high on one of the caves and held a long wooden stick.
That's not a stick.
He wouldn't take his eyes off us.
Nothing. No things will be said to you.
He looked dirty like a Stone Age man from a history book.
And What's-Her-Face really wanted him, huh? She was like, we're going to keep staring at him because I need
How does
him.
That take 10 minutes?
Right? I mean, once you've seen him, you've seen him.
You move on.
You snap a shot and get out.
Right. Okay. We've seen what there is to see here.
I mean, I don't even know that I would stare at Bigfoot for 10 minutes.
There have been intermittent sightings of the man believed to be in his 40s over the past few years. Local authorities have reportedly found evidence of fires and rooted elementary dwellings.
So maybe he, you know, zapped here from the past. Maybe he's a caveman.
But they are saying legends of forest dwellers aren't uncommon in Germany. Given that a third of the country is covered by dense woodland.
Germany loves to be naked, by the way.
They really do.
Germany is a really big fan of nudism.
Of the nudity.
It's true.
And the elusive naked wolfman may or may not exist.
I think we have proof today.
I think we do as well.
Horrifying proof. Friday, November 10th, Hard Rock Cafe on Hollywood Boulevard. It's a birthday party, and you are invited. It's Heidi and Frank's 11th year at KLOS, so it's another birthday bash that they're going to be doing. The only way is to win your way in, and Heidi and Frank will have your shot at tickets every morning. It's the Heidi and Frank Birthday Bash number 11, powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialists. I suppose we should pop by and bring a present or something.
Of course. Yeah.
Like a vibrator or
some kind of drink, perhaps.
Sure. Oh, done deal. Yeah, that's going to happen. I'm going to venture out during the morning.
You're not going to believe this headline.
Talk to me, freaky.
Masturbating men will find their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
You know, I sort of thought things like that when I was really young.
He's a Muslim televangelist.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, if it's on TV, you can believe it.
There was a man who was apparently masturbating while married, and he wanted some clarification if that was okay.
Who does a thing like that? Unbelievable.
Hearing the man's plight, this man named Muwakkid Sihad Khan stated that masturbation is forbidden in Islam. And went on to say,
"Forbidden.
Moreover, those who have sexual intercourse with their hands."
That's not exactly the definition, but okay,
will sure. find their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
So when they get to the other side,
I have many questions.
They're always going to be this huge couple of bumps on your hand
right.
sticking out, but the baby will never be born.
I don't know. Is it a baby or a tiny hand?
Yeah.
I have many questions.
There's a lot of questions to that.
And is there like a hand gynecologist in heaven?
And is
it a 9-month thing?
Written anywhere? Did this come to him in a dream? And more importantly,
it's
what,
not in the Quran. We know that.
Right. So what religion is it that says masturbation is A-okay? Which one? How do you sign up for that one?
I'm not positive.
Where's
how
that
you do
one?
That.
I don't think any of them really care for it.
Does your new hand
I don't
need
know about
to breastfeed? You know what I mean? Like,
yes, these are good questions.
I have many questions
about
this.
What else do you need to know? I'm curious.
Does the tiny new hand grow teeth? And is there a tiny hand teeth dentist in heaven?
Could there be, if you do it a lot, maybe twins? Will they be fighting in your hand? Like kicking each other? Through eternity? Forever?
I sure hope so. I really hope so. This is a real story. And
I don't understand why people don't believe everything that's said on religious television.
Right?
It doesn't make any
because
sense.
Because it you does seem to make
buy
sense.
Why at all?
Masturbating men will have their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
When is that? So you said men. When's the cutoff? I mean, you said he was married.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, do you get a little free pass before you get hand pregnant?
It doesn't sound like it.
Until you know.
How many times
just
do you
right
have to do
the
it?
Gate? Oh, man.
So you slip once?
So
and you're hand pregnant?
And if you're and if you're not in that religion, does it still apply? You know, like
I hope not. 95.5 KLOS.
Preach it, sister.
Southern California's rock station. Yeah. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's a fact.
I forget what we were even talking about yesterday, but you brought up your parents when they were 30 again.
Oh yeah.
And this story is not possible.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
What you're saying didn't happen.
They, and apparently they knew some other people as well, went to the same dentist. And you know, this is, wow, what year would this have been?
Your probably parents were 30.
50s, something like that.
Right.
You know, somewhere in there. And the dentist said, you know what, you need to pull all your teeth. All of them, for both of you. Even the healthy
for
ones.
Both of you.
Everything. Because, you know, the thing we're doing now is we're moving to false teeth. You know, the dentures are going to serve you better through your life.
I thought the denture thing was only when you're 100.
I have had, like, emergency root canal to save one tooth.
Right.
You know, they're like, you want to make sure you keep your teeth if possible.
But your parents didn't literally go in and pull all of
every
their teeth.
Every one of them
both
in their
your mom
30s
and your dad
had false teeth from then on because some quack dentist.
Oh, my God.
Talked them and some of their friends into it.
He's a quack dentist, but your parents are nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why would they both do that?
I don't know. You know, and then of course they they figured it out over time. Wow, that was a stupid move.
Wow.
And they hated dentists. As a result,
of course.
Like, stay away from dentists. They're all liars, which made me terribly paranoid of them.
Oh no.
I'm like, oh my God, I will never go to a dentist. And you know,
I mean, I don't think it's all dentists.
No, absolutely not. I've been to great dentists.
That
I mean, they've
really
done a lot
an
of
insane
good.
Thing.
Yes.
I can't believe.
You know, it's just like, you know, snake oil, you know, so for some reason, even my parents are usually very...
That's a really big snake oil thing. Now, like, you go, all right, that's our plan. And then that night, you go, wait a minute.
That was we're not going to do that.
We shouldn't.
We're not going to. I mean, can you imagine each one? And they're
no.
healthy. Pull that one. And this is like the 50s, so I can't imagine the drugs were all that great. They couldn't have had a fun time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they both had dentures. By the time I was born, they already had them for years.
That's crazy talk. I have a hard time even believing it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, so your parents did something crazy is the topic.
Yeah, did they?
We're not looking for downer stories.
Because, you know, having all your teeth pulled is so cheerful.
No, but yeah. It's stupid and funny.
Yeah, no, they didn't go on a killing spree
Not looking for anything that's
Bonnie
that
and
dark.
Clyde, yeah.
But your parents did something crazy.
818-955-KLOS. Every parent does something where they have to explain
I've
themselves.
I've never had a parent have all their teeth pulled.
I mean, your mom used to play trombone. That's sick. I know. I can't think of anything. You've never had anything that they did.
No, not like that.
Yeah.
Because that takes a level of crazy.
Well, that was definitely the low point. I can't think of anything else that comes close to that. I don't know how they got talked into it. I really don't. But they knew they screwed up.
Your parents got talked into something and they knew they screwed up. 818-955.
Or maybe they didn't.
5-5.
Believe it. They thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, true.
That's
either way.
Worse. Yeah.
KLOS. We are talking about your parents being crazy. Your parents did something crazy based on Sluggo's story that his parents, both of them,
with completely healthy teeth,
had all of their healthy teeth pulled so that they could get dentures when they were in their 30s.
They were told by some dentist, you need to do this. It's what everybody's doing. It's the wave of the future. And they did.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's horrifying.
It's more crazy that they would accept that story than it is that the dentist would lie to them.
I don't know. Maybe they lost a bet. I've never understood the story. They wouldn't talk about it. They were just like, stay away from dentists. They're all liars. They're foul. They're going to pull your teeth for no reason. I'm like, okay.
When they say foul, their teeth come out, though. That makes it hard to hear.
Exactly.
All right, your parents did something crazy?
Hey, my mom took her bra off and hung it on the antenna to win a radio contest.
Nothing worse or more dangerous than a radio contest that will make you do the stupidest things.
Except for taking your bra off, I approve.
This is false teeth lady.
What?
Oh, the one who called yesterday and said you don't want to make out with anybody with false teeth?
That's right, but you know what? You asked me, what about the richest man on earth? I'd do that because he can get implants.
Of course.
So you thought about it overnight and decided, you know what? I'll go with the richest man on earth if he has no
I like
teeth.
That you've challenged your assumptions.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Your parents did something crazy.
My dad did back in the 80s. He turned down a meeting with Steve Jobs to go on a date with my mom.
Ooh.
Completely blew him off.
Wow.
Blew him off. Ghosted him?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Would he, all these years later, say that it was worth it and he made the right choice nonetheless?
I think it depends on the day.
That's fair.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Your parents did something crazy.
Well, they're one of the teeth pullers.
I'm sorry?
They're one of the teeth pullers.
Oh, they had their teeth? Really?
Pulled all of her teeth out for my dad.
Really? Wait, for your dad?
For a pleasure benefit.
What?
Oh.
But wait.
Wow. Yeah.
There are ways to keep the teeth from...
But you can also be very, very careful. I mean,
she pulled all of her teeth?
Yes.
That is a dedication to jobs that you don't get every day. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see that kind of dedication every day.
Salute!
Wow. I would have never known, except for I was at a party one time with some old relatives, and they're like, oh, remember when such and such did who and what? And my parents were both already gone, and I was like, my mom did what?
Wow. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Props to your mom.
They had a good party in life, yes.
I guess. That's awesome. Wow, amazing.
Thank you for calling.
Right on, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your parents did something crazy.
Kevin, Sluggo, hey, what's going on?
Stuff and nonsense.
We're talking about crazy parents.
Okay, so my father was nuts. My father was absolutely nuts. So when I was about 18, I had a boyfriend, and him and my dad used to hang out and smoke weed together and stuff. And he was telling my father about this gas station at the corner of our house that used to leave bags of money under the counter at night. And as he's telling my father this, me, my dad, and my boyfriend at the time were pulling up by that gas station. My dad had a beautiful 85 Pontiac Grand Prix lowrider.
Right.
And as he says this, my father jumps the curb, slams
that.
That's all right. Slams his door.
Slams his lowrider into the corner of the gas station. My boyfriend jumps over the hood of the car, jumps into the gas station, grabs bags of money, like four bags of money, and jumps back into my dad's car, and they take off. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Wow.
My dad pulls in. He pulls into our back parking lot of the apartment we lived in. This was in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
This is way back in the day because I'm like 55 now. This is when I was young. And pulls into the parking lot, pulls my mom's car out, parks his car in because by this time his car is totaled, and parks his car, pulls his my mom's car out. We get in my mom's car, and he drives back to the scene of the crime.
For what?
And the cops have... My dad was crazy.
He just like wanted to see what was going on. He wanted to see the chaos, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So, as he pulls back, the cops have the street blocked off. They have the gas station surrounded. My dad pulls up and rolls the window down. And I'm sitting in the back seat. I got four bags of money sitting next to me. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? So I cover it up with a blanket. And he goes, so, officers, what's going on? He's like, well, somebody just slammed into the gas station and robbed it. And he's like, well, do you have a description? Do you know, should I be worried? My dad, like, played it off to the hill.
Wow.
You know? I was like, oh, my God. The next morning when my mom woke up and saw the car, she, like, threw all of us out of the house. We all had to leave the house.
I mean, that seems fair.
Dang.
My dad was nuts.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, yeah, so that clearly wasn't...
Going back to kind of taunt.
Yeah. That clearly was not his first rodeo.
Oh, no. It wasn't his first rodeo, but it was the beginning of mine.
Classic. Wow. I don't know that's going to be beatable.
Nope.
It actually makes my parents look completely sane.
Nope.
Which is unusual. Yes. What? No. Nope. How dare you?
Sluggo.
It's the Kevin remix. It's lovely, the 12-inch dance single. So, you know, usually on radio stations, when they do a song countdown, it's the five newest songs, the biggest new songs.
Right.
But not on KLOS. Usually we're doing songs like songs with food in the title.
Sure.
And whatever. Except for today, it's all new songs by established bands. And we're going to start off with AC/DC, who, right in the middle of lockdown, came out with this one, and they had to do a video completely separate. They weren't even together when
That's
they put
so
the
weird.
Video. Yeah. So five new songs by established bands is what you got on Gimme Five today. Man, Cheap Trick been around for a while. Love
yes,
that band.
Have.
Very cool. That's a recent one from them, Light Up the Fire. And, of course, from 72 Seasons, it is all about newish songs from established bands. And here's one for you.
Two of our frequent contributors on Twitter, GUnit1111 and Blended Emotions, wanted to hear that one, Lexi Turner.
Very good. And it's another new one from Guns N' Roses. After all these centuries, it's all new stuff from established bands. Wow. Kevin, you and I have played Guns N' Roses new music.
Yes, we have.
It's been a long time.
Yep.
It was back in the 80s.
Since the early 1900s.
Nothing but new songs or newish by established bands. And we were talking about the lockdown. Rolling Stones came out with a great song right in the middle of all of it. When... You remember the 405 was completely empty?
Yeah, it was crazy good.
If you see, yeah, it was nice.
That was one of the greatest things ever for traffic in Los Angeles.
Incredible.
It was horrible for everything else.
Yes.
The traffic in Los Angeles was great.
My commute went from about an hour to 17 minutes one time. No joke. And the song the Stones came out with during that, Living in a Ghost Town. Remember those days? Not that long ago.
Okay, well,
Hackney Diamonds, the name of the new Rolling Stones album that's going to be out on October. And that's what this Gimme 5 has been all about. New songs from established bands. Angry There is such a great song.
That is a classic,
instant classic.
I can't wait for the album.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to hear Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney and
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Nantucket. Do you know anything about it?
There once was a man from Nantucket whose favorite expression was... No, never mind.
Nantucket is a beautiful and unique destination, a historic whaling point that has retained its charm and natural beauty.
Yeah, it truly is a really lovely G-rated place.
All throughout the year, thousands of people come and enjoy the pristine beaches, the charming downtown, and beautifully preserved conservation properties.
It's like Martha's Vineyard.
Retired doctor's Nantucket yacht raided.
Rated?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they be rated in
drugs,
such a...
prostitutes,
what?
And X-rated films being made.
No! Not in Nantucket!
Right.
Where there once was a man from there, but he wouldn't have partaken in such...
A retired doctor's luxury yacht was raided last week. It was allegedly the set of a pornographic film.
Not a pornographic film.
The yacht's owner, 69-year-old Scott Burke, faces
69.
Drug and weapons charges after what police weapons? Said they found drugs, guns, and prostitutes on board during a wellness check.
Oh, man.
There was a woman on the boat that said she didn't feel safe, so she left and told everybody else that they were actually filming sex on there.
Why? Well, okay.
And then when the police raided his boat, he was extremely uncooperative.
No, no, man, I'm filming a film here. I'm a director.
Denied having knowledge of the drugs on board.
Whoa! How'd that get here?
Porn happens all over.
Dude, I got a great story. When I was 18, I first started radio. I was working in Flagstaff, Arizona, living in this horrible little motel. Mm-hmm. It used to be one of those motor lodges from the 50s.
And that was like single-digit dollars per night?
It was $6 a night, man. And I could barely afford it. And next door, once every 6 weeks or so, a big crew of people would show up and they'd film porn. In the room right next to mine.
How low rent is that porn?
Right?
$6 a
night. It was in the '80s, so you know, there was massive amount being cranked out.
Did you drill a hole in the wall with your penis?
You know what I did is I stood outside and kind of talked to everybody as they came. I was trying so hard to get into the film.
Of course.
Come on, I didn't say it. I'm so glad now they didn't, but at
I think
the time,
they did, and you're just lying to us.
I mean, I could
we're gonna need to search. So there was a house in my neighborhood too in Tarzana for a long time,
right?
Where they were filming porn in the back all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how much were you peeking over the side?
I mean, it wasn't
when you
my
built
neighbor.
That tree house. I remember when you built that tree house.
It wasn't my neighbor, but it was a house in the neighborhood,
right?
And my neighbor lived next to them, and he was like, I always stand up and just watch.
Sure, why not?
Just get a
cheer
free show.
Occasionally. Oh, that was well done. Wow. I didn't think you were going to be able to.
I never do that. So porn was happening around you. 818-955-KLOS, wherever you happen to be.
You know, it's a little more regulated now, but especially in the 80s and the video era, a lot of just regular real locations, like clearly an office that was, you know, it's 2 a.m. and no one's there. I just wonder how many people's desks. Have you ever seen a porn and seen your own office space maybe in it or something?
No, that would be fantastic if they did. 818-955-KLOS. Porn was happening around you. It was a pleasant surprise or a bad surprise.
And if, like me, were you trying to get involved? Hey, what are you guys doing in there? They were super quiet, too.
Really?
Yeah, they were very quiet. You never really heard it going on, but there was cameras and lights.
How
and
dull.
Ladies of the evening.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A Muslim cleric says that if you masturbate, your hands will be pregnant in heaven.
That is, I've been warned off that by religious folk many times over the years, but that is the weirdest one I've ever heard.
We have so many questions about how that works. In People Are Naked, there is an elusive naked wolf man with a spear in Germany.
That's no spear. and we didn't really need the picture. Thanks for sharing that picture, guys.
And as you just heard, apparently there's porn all around us at all times.
It's being filmed right in your front room right now. Go check it out. And I'm going to go check it out. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Somebody won $1,400 today at noon.
Yeah, JD was filling in for Marcy. And what do you know? Sunglass Hut. Was a
store that you might find in a mall.
You know, I thought it was going to go a lot longer than that because I would never have thought of Sunglass Hut.
I would not have either.
No.
But someone did and won $1,400. Now we're looking for the name of a song with a type of food in the title.
So if you'd like to play, be caller 25 right now and you can tell us what it is. You will win a whopping $300.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Who is this?
Ron,
you're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a song with the type of food in the title.
And JD's first couple of guesses were custard pie and cherry pie. Those are a couple good songs and delicious food, but that's not what we're looking for. What do you think it is, Ron?
I got cheeseburger in paradise.
Cheeseburger in paradise. The one and only, no longer with us, Jimmy Buffett. Is that correct? Oh, it's That's not correct.
It is incorrect.
Jimmy Buffett is looking down from heaven, and he's pissed off. Well, thanks for playing, Ron. We'll do it again next hour.
For $400.
Shall we play a game?
We have your shot to play the KLOS name game and win $400. Be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You can play the game. Good luck. Who is this?
Bruce,
you're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a song with a type of food in the title.
It's sort of one of our gimme five kind of themes.
Yep.
Bruce, I can tell you the last couple of guesses were cheeseburger in paradise and custard pie. Those are incorrect. What would you like to order off the menu?
A little pound cake.
Pound cake.
Pound cake.
Van Halen action. Kevin, is that correct? Because that's delicious.
It is not correct, although it is delicious. You are correct on the delicious part.
And kind of naughty.
Yep.
Bruce, thanks for calling. And next hour, we are up to
$500. All right, it's time for the KLOS name game. Your chance to win $500 right now. Call us at 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 25. Good luck.
Crazy little game called Name. We both have to sing.
I'm not sure.
That's annoying. I apologize.
What is your name?
This is Ron Bautista.
Ron, you are caller 25.
Oh, right on.
Perfect.
Ron, you didn't call a little while ago and get in, did you? We had another Ron in the 3 o'clock
hour. No, there's too many of us.
Today is the day of Ron.
Today is Ron Day.
We'll help you win right now.
It's the KLOS name game. We're up to $500, and we're looking for the name of a song with a type of food in the title.
And the last couple of guesses were pound cake and cheeseburger in paradise. But Ron, what do you think it is?
I can't think of anything right now. Let me see.
You didn't have a thought when you called?
Ron.
It's Ron Day. What are you doing on Ron Day?
Running around.
Calling radio stations, keeping other people from winning.
Well, you're keeping other people from winning, Ron.
Ron, what are you doing?
I know. Oh, man, a song with food in it.
Yeah, and the title.
The title. Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you get it wrong, we're going to have to push your car off a cliff. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, no worries.
So okay. Nothing. You're not guessing anything.
Oh, no. All right.
That's Ron.
I'd like you to enjoy this free dial tone. Use it wisely. Are you ready?
Okay.
Well done, Ron.
All right.
What the?
You know, if you don't have a guess.
Right.
Maybe sit it out.
Right.
Sit out this round.
All right. The KLOS name game is up to $600 tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah, have a guess at 8 a.m.
Have a guess when you call.
An entire day on KLOS dedicated to Tom from Keller Williams Avenue's Realty.
Well done, Tom.
That's because he's always listening to KLOS. Yeah, we love you for that, Tom.
A planet where apes evolved from men.
It's the debut single from Deep Purple, Hush, landed at number 4 on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1968. The last single the Nirvana released when Kurt Cobain was still alive was All Apologies, and it was on this day in rock in 1993. After more than 30 years in the game, R.E.M. threw in the towel and called it quits on this day in rock in 2011.